This is Yair Davidi from Bambi, Brit Am, Israel, broadcasting. We are now about to discuss Psalm 7. Psalm 7 concerns David fleeing from Saul, who had chased after him, who had said bad things about him, and so apparently had members of the entourage, the courtyard of Saul. They had joined forces to accuse David of having done things which were not so, to impute to him motives and deeds which were entirely false, and in a sense the opposite of the truth. So David was fleeing for his life. And not only was he fleeing for his life, but people were chasing after him and thinking that he deserved to be caught and punished, and that he had done things which were not so. And he begins, Shigaon the David, which he sang unto the Lord concerning the words of Cush the Benjaminite. Shigaon the David, Asheshah the Hashem, al Dibre Cush Benyamini. Shigaon here is a difficult word. It could connote a type of emotional disturbance, of upheaval, of emotional expression, which David put to song, and he sang unto the Almighty. Cush the Benjaminite is, according to tradition, another name for Shaul. Cush was the son of Ham. Cush, traditionally, was the forefather of a lot of people in dark Africa and in India. And many of these people are dark-skinned. And Cushi is a dark-skinned person. And the Midrash says that just as a dark Cushi stands out amongst white people, he really stands out. He is really, you get a lot of really white people and you put a very dark person amongst them, the dark person is really blatant. He's out there. And so too that Shaul was, as it says in the book of Samuel, Shaul was from his shoulders up higher than the rest of the people. He was much better looking than most of the people. So they say that as Shaul stood out because of his good looks, because of his fine bearing, he was just like a Cushi who stands out amongst white people. Therefore, they gave him the nickname Cush. He could also have been a little bit darker than the rest. And so, too, they would have given him this nickname Cush. As in modern Hebrew, they sometimes call someone who has red hair or blonde hair with a touch of redness in it. They often call them ginger or gingy. In other words, this is a type of nickname that is given more or less in a friendly fashion. There's nothing offensive about it, and no one takes offense by it, and they shouldn't do. This name is also been applied to myself, so I can tell you that it's nothing wrong with being called such an appellation, as long as it's not intended to be offensive. There's no need to take offense from it. David goes on in Psalm 7:1. Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me. So all of us have been in trouble sometime or other, been chased by others, or sometimes we've had creditors come after us, or friends or members of our family or enemies or rivals, employers, employees, neighbours, criminals, all kinds of people at some stage of our lives, often when we're young, but also at other times, four types of reasons. Some stage or other, a lot of us have felt persecuted or felt chased after. Sometimes the police might come after us for certain things which we have done or alleged to have done. Who knows? Who knows what type of troubles a person finds themselves in? Four kinds of reasons after having done nothing whatsoever to deserve it, or very little at least. And so to this psalm, it's applicable to people who find themselves in such a situation. It is also applicable in the national sense to the people of Israel, especially the Jewish people who have suffered and been persecuted and still being persecuted. The whole state of Israel is being persecuted. It's being had bad things said about it in the media. And the whole world is ganged up against it to oppress it, to take away what belongs to it, to take away its means of self-existence, of self-sustenance, of self-defense, its self-respect. The whole world is ganged up against the state of Israel. And this is an expression of anti-Semitism, of hatred of the Jew, of hatred of the Almighty God, and they will be punished. And those who stand to the right hand of the state of Israel, who help the state of Israel, will be rewarded. And this psalm too is pertinent to people who identify the state of Israel and wish to express their feelings before the Almighty. And not only that, also the English and the Americans and related peoples, the whole British nations and their offshoots and their relations, they too often find themselves in situations where the whole world is ganged up against them, where unfair things are imputed to them, where they are intended to do good, they are accused of having done evil, and we all know the feeling. And David says to the Almighty, "Do not let them catch me. Do not let those who persecute me overtake me, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces while there is none to deliver." He says, "Penyetrov ka'ari navshi porek ben matzil," like a lion running after its prey, racing after it, grabbing hold of it, jumping on it and tearing it to pieces. We ask that God not let those who are chasing after us, don't let these oppressors, these bandits, grab hold of us and take, have their will with us and, and devour us. So too David asked that God not let the forces of Saul, the agents of Saul, overtake him, because they were going to kill him and finish him off, not give him a chance to defend himself and not allow him to be able to refute the false accusations made against him. As he says, "O Lord, my God, if I have done this," in verse 7:3, "O Lord, my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, im gemalti shomira v'hatsi zorere reikam, elahai im asiti zot, im yesh abu b'kapai, im gemalti shomira v'hatsi zorere reikam." He says, if there was iniquity in my hands, the word for iniquity is abel. Abel gave rise to the English word evil. It's spelled almost the same, and it sounds almost the same, and it has the same meaning. A lot of words in English are like that. Even also the word, but my hands here, kapai, from the word cup or cup. So I believe it also gave rise to the English word cup, which is a utensil you place in your hand, in the cup of your hand, to drink from. As I said, there are numerous words in the English language which are taken straight out of the Hebrew Bible, or straight from the Hebrew, and rather from the Hebrew language itself, as we believe that the forefathers of many people who gave rise to the English language, they were of Israelite descent. Proof of this can maybe be found in our works, in our published works, and also on our website. David says, "Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it, yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay mine honour in the dust." In verse 7:5, "Im gemalt yedov oyev v'nafshi v'yaseg v'yemos eretz chai v'kavodid apa yashken." So if I have done this, if what they're saying about me is correct, let them catch me, let them do what they want with me, because it's not true. And if it was true, I would be prepared to take my punishment, but it's not so. "Arise," as he says, "arise," in verse 7:6. "Arise, O Lord, in thine anger, lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies, and wait for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded." He asked God to have mercy upon him and to arise and help him and to defend him. Tumad nai ba peka, hina seba hebrot zorai, bura alai mishpat zebita. Verse 7:7, so shall the congregation of the people compass thee about, for their sakes therefore return thou on high. Vadat lumim tisobabeka, vale the marom shuba. Now, this verse is the key to the whole psalm. The psalm actually was said by David, and it was said in the situation when he was being persecuted, but David extrapolated. David had a divine spirit in him, and David took from the personal experiences of his own life of things that were happening to him, and he prayed whilst giving expression to the emotions that these experiences had aroused in him, and then he was able to extrapolate, to throw them forward, to cast them about him into the realm of history, into the realm of the future. And here too he says, the council of the nations, Vadat Lumim, is just translated as, in Psalm 7:7, congregation of the people compass thee about. Congregation of the people is not a, it's a bit misleading. It's more concerned with the international sphere. Vadat Lumim, congregation of the nations compass thee about. All the peoples of the earth actually look to the Almighty and they follow after what the Almighty says. And even though they go their own way, they try and say or delude themselves, even though they know in their heart they know it's not true, but nevertheless they try and delude themselves into whatever decisions they make are in accordance with the divine justice, that there is a justification for their wicked deeds and for their malfarious and nefarious machinations against the sacred people, against the holy people of Judah and Israel. And David continues. Adonai, Yadin Amim, Shapteni Adonai Kitzitki, Kwetumi Alai. As he says, the Lord shall judge the people. Actually, in Hebrew, the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to mine iniquity that is in me. This is the way Scripture goes. David takes an individual situation he is in, and he extends it, he extrapolates from it, he expands it to apply to the experience of Israelites in history, and calls upon the Almighty to judge the peoples, to judge me. In this case, me suddenly becomes the Israelite nation, the nation of Judah. The Jews, judge me according to the righteousness, according to mine and integrity that is in me. So this is not really the place, but he is saying in effect that according to my inner integrity, according to the righteousness that I did, according in the light of my own understanding, I did okay. Even though from the divine perspective, from an objective religious perspective, there was a lot lacking. But I, from this earthly existence that I found myself in, I was righteousness. And so should I have been judged by those around me? Should have been judged by standards acceptable to them, which may not be standards acceptable to the Almighty, but they are what is done, what is accepted, and that is how the Almighty created us, and they should at least have taken cognition of this limitation that they shared with me, that they were no better than me, and if anything, I was better than them, according to their own standards of behavior. She goes on. Well, let the wickedness of the wicked, in 7:9, Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins. My defense is of God, verse 7:10, which saveth the upright in heart. God protects righteous people of good intention. That's it. God helps people who do good and intend to do good. Magani al Elohim Moshiach Yisraeli. Verse 7:11, God judges the righteousness, and God is angry with the wicked every day. He says, in the next verse, Im lo yeshuv habo yiltosh, kashto darak v'konana. If he turn not, if he will, he will wet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. Now the words, this verse can be understood in several ways. I would take the verse as meaning that God is saying what is being said, rather being said of the Almighty, that if a person does not return back, God will take his vengeance of him. If we don't repent, we are liable to be punished. As it says in verse 7:13, he hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutors. Elohakin clay merbat hits up the door kim yipal. In other words, those who persecute, who chase after the defenseless, who do injustice, they will be punished as they intended to do to others. So too will be done unto them. And this is emphasized in the next verse, the second last verse, as it says, behold, he traveleth with iniquity, hath conceived mischief, and brought forth falsehood. He hath made a pit and digged it, and has fallen into the ditch which he made. Yini habala bon mahara amal v'yala cheka v'karav yach bareu v'yipo b'shahad yipo yashuv amala b'rosho v'ad kat kodo hamaso yared. So the wicked people, the wicked persecutors of the just, of the innocent, if they do not repent, they will be punished. This applies upon the individual plane. It applies against all those who try and do bad to others. Sometimes we too can fall in this trap. We can dislike someone or think badly of another person and try and do him mischief. And in some cases think that this is justified when it is not. We have to always be very careful of what we believe when we hear false stories about others. We have to be careful of how we act and be very careful of not doing things to someone who does not deserve to have those things done unto him. Because the God is a just God and he is liable to take vengeance on behalf of the persecuted. They may not be able to defend themselves, they may not be able to do bad to us as was intended to have bad done unto them. They may not even want to, but there's an Almighty God in heaven, and he can, and he will, and he is liable to take recompense. So we should, all of us, should be quite careful in how we act, and what we say, and what we believe in. Even believing in a false matter is an offense, which one is liable to be punished. This is an important principle. Believing in a false matter about someone else, first of all, it hurts them. for some upper plane of existence, it hurts the people concerned who have this bad thing believed against them, and hurts the people who believe in falsity. And not only that, it is liable to bring punishment and disaster upon those who have this false notion, who let themselves be misled in such a way. The last verse says, "Oda Adnai Kitzidko Vazamra Shem Adnai Elyon." I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. This is, the emphasis should be on his, on the righteousness of the Almighty. We will praise the Almighty God for his righteousness, which we do not always understand, which exists, and which will come into play, and which does have an effect. And this is the whole existence of David, and this is the song of David, and this is what David said. He said it for us, to be said by us in this life, in this world, in this age. David prayed unto the Almighty, and through his prayer he gives expression to his emotions that he evolves whilst he is praying, whilst he is composing this song. He uplifts himself and he comes to realization through this prayer that everything comes from the Almighty. The Almighty has a divine plan. He has a divine plan for us, for this world, and we should trust in him. And justice will always be done, even though we may not be aware of it, but we should also try and not get in its way. We should try and do justly in order not to upset the cart, in order not to have to give an account of why we interfered with the right way, with the path of righteousness. We should all do what we can and try and do as well as we can, and ask the Almighty to guide us. We should say the Psalms when we can and meditate upon them, because this is a very appropriate tool. This is a very efficacious instrument that we should use and take advantage of, because it is there for us, and that is what it was intended to do. It was intended to help us, and we should let ourselves be helped by it. This is Yair Davidi signing off from Bambi, Israel. Till the next time, thank you very much.